Hey, good morning. Today we're going to build something on today's Daf HaYomi. A small piece of Gemara. It seems to be a local din. We'll try to see some of the ramifications that have more general applications. Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Testament days, Amar of Ashi, Hai Oven Tzachoven Dinatche Cham Lomer V'Yisrael B'Kavona. There was a Oven of Avodah Zarah that took the wine of a Yisrael, and he was menachachit the kavana in front of him. Afal gav dilizvun eilo oivid kachavim achrini otter, shorele le mishkol dominehu oivid kachavim. The halacha is that yayin nesach is otter bahano. A person is not allowed to derive any benefit from yayin nesach. Therefore, if a Jew has yayin, wine, which was, became yayin nesach, he's not allowed to sell it to, even to a goy. Although, not only can he not derive any benefit from it, personally, but also he cannot sell it to a guy, because that's also considered deriving benefit, the fact that he earns money by the sale. However, even though, the Gemara says, even though he's not allowed to sell it to a different guy, but the guy who was menasechet himself, he can claim damages from him. Now, like the Gemara is going to say, although he will have to deliver the wine to the goy, because the goy doesn't accept that he has actually damaged the wine, still, from another goy you can't sell, but to the one who is menachet himself, he could claim the damages. So why? My timer. So you know, why is he allowed to? He's deriving benefit from this use, from this wine, which is Azubano. Mikro Kalye. It's as if the goy has destroyed it. That means that he's not actually taking the price of the wine. He's not selling the wine to him. He's taking the damages. He damaged good wine. He damaged the wine before it was Yayin Esach. And for that, he's allowed to collect payment. Omrav Ashi, Minoa Minola, how do I know this halacha? Titania, Oyvid Kechobim, Shemasach Yenu Shol Yisrael, Shaloy Bifnei Avodis Kechobim, Otsur. If a guy was Menasach Yayin Esach, not in front of the Avodah Zarah. Well, there was no idol here, there was no Avodah Zarah here. He was in his own home or someplace else where there was no Avodah Zarah, and he poured the wine. Chachom says also, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda ben Mitzera Matirit. Rabbi Yehuda ben Mitzera Amatir. Mishum Shnei Dvarim. For two reasons. Echot she'en menach in yayin el b'fnei Avodah Zarah. One, because the goyim are not apt to be menach to make nisuch hayayin if the Avodah Zarah is not here. The echad sh'omeroi loy kohamilich shetetzer yayin. You don't have the power to make my wine awesome. So the mepharshim have a difficulty. What are we proving here from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira hold that the wine is mutter. Therefore, we could take money for the wine because it's mutter. However, the Chachamim who hold that when a guy is menasach yayin before, even not in front of Avodah Zarah, it becomes usher, so therefore, seemingly, it could also be usher to take the money, to take the damages. If we understand that since this svara of Mikla Kalya, that since he's there, he damaged good wine, he could collect, although he is not allowed to sell the wine, that's a svara which is independent. It stands on its own. However, there seemingly can be no proof brought from Yudabar Bava and Rudabar Mishera because their rationale is that the wine is mutter. So what proof are we bringing from Yudabar Bava and Rudabar Mishera to the Chacham? So the Ran deals with this question. So first he deals with the Gemara, he explains the Gemara itself, and we'll see it inside. Hi, Oivi Kechavim, you can see it's also put up in the notes. Hi, Oivi Kechavim, the Natsch Lecham Yisrael, Afo Gad Bo Zvuni Yisrael, Lo Oivi Kechavim Acher Oso, Mishko Domi Mahil Bo Chavim Shari. That's the clause of the Gemara, that although he cannot sell it to another guy, but to this guy who made it Oso, he's allowed to collect the damages. The Lav Mecherhu, it's not a sale. The enemy made Yayin Nesach. He's not deriving benefit from the value of the Yayin Nesach, which would be post facto, if after the fact after the fact that it became Otsu would sell it, then he would be deriving benefit from Avodah Zarah. But in this case, Ela Oymer Lo Shafaktis, Yaini Abatei Meni, V'dmei Yain Kosher Kosoko. He's telling the girl, you spilled out my good wine. I think he spilled it out. For where I'm concerned, and although it's sitting here in front of me, it's spilled out. It's destroyed. Because you made it worthless to me. So I'm taking the price of the good wine. But Avogav Bevich Chavim Lo Yavle Dom Melken Yavle Yisrael Chamra. The guy won't agree to pay unless you deliver him the wine. Why mitzvah mishum hachi? It does not become utter for that reason. The nikoma kam harehu mechuyev leidmei nizkoi. Because if the truth is, he's not giving the money for the sale. He might think that he's paying him money for the wine. He's buying it. But the truth is that he really is liable. And therefore, this is only a guise to take the money, to get the money from him, by telling him that I'm selling him the wine. But the truth is, I'm collecting damages. And he's taking it for the damages. The loy mishum tarif method. And the Gemara says, Omer Rashi, where I know this, Titania of the Chavish and Otto Kenish and Tokyo, Shalayb of the Abba is Chavim Otto. Rav Yudim and Bobber, Rav Yudim and Seyam Atirin. I say, Nifnei Beis Varim. The Gemara that brings Rav Yudim and Bobber is Seyam that says that the Yain is Mutter. The Kosh of Rashi now, and Rashi writes, the Apple got the way to Rav Yudim and Kavasayu, even though we don't hold, like Rav Yudim and Bobber, Rav Yudim and Seyam, that the wine is actually Mutter. However, we can apply this svara to collect the money from the guy, the mazik, from the person who damaged, from the person who was menachem himself. And like we said, it's not clear what the connection is. What connection is between Rav Yehuda ben Barvin and Rav Yehuda ben Seira, who say that the wine is actually mutter? The Chachamim who say that it's utter, and but still say that from another guy we can't sell it, but from this one itself we can collect. So that's what the Ran asks. V'ika l'medek alei minolei l'rav ashe d'rabbonin d'pligio l'ad Rav Yehuda ben Barvin and Rav Seira moidu d'mishkel b'lel v'cham shabari. How do we know that it's actually permitted? Dilmo l'rabbonon in other words, according to the Chachamim, according to Rav Baba, who holds that the wine itself is butter, and I could sell it to anyone I want, so of course I could collect the damages also. What's the difference to sell it to the guy who's the damager or to a different one? However, according to Chachamim, I'm more than a teacher I know, and you're not allowed to sell it, so how do I see from Rav Baba and Rav Baba say that I could collect the money? The Hekin Ishma Rabun Rabon and Bahan Nusha. The Imus Tvara, Pshitalei, Rav Ashi, Dishare, Mishum de Miklakaya, and if the Tvara is because the guy destroyed it, and I'm not really selling it, I'm only collecting damages, so what's the Gemara saying? Where do I know it from? I know it from a Tvara, a different Tvara, he destroyed it. It has nothing to do with the Rebbe Rabban Bava. So the Ran continues as follows. But nearly there of Ashi Hochikomer. Mino Aminola the Shari Mishum the Mikla Kalya. How do I know that it's mutter because he destroyed it? Dilma Rabonim Shum Gizeris Benoisei and Roma Ola Nami Isahano. In other words, there's two possibilities. There are two reasons, like we saw in the whole Gemara, why Yain of a Goy is usher to a Jew. One reason is Chash Nesach. Made Yain Esach is also Menatzvayra. Wine which a guy actually used as Batatuch Mitzvah of Avodah, he actually, he sacrificed it for Avodah Zorah, that's an Isidor Raisa. But a wine that belongs to a guy, even if he didn't sacrifice it, is also, because Gzeres B'nai Tein, like we had in the first parak, Yain Mishum B'nai Tein, that all the Yain of a guy is also, because we want to limit the limit contact that the Jew has with the guy, because afraid if they have contact through wine, maybe he'll come to marry his daughter as well. So therefore we said it's foul. This wine maybe actually, it wasn't also because of the chashash that maybe he was benasachet. But maybe the issue was Mishum B'nai Seyan. And the Chachamim, even though usually Mishum B'nai Seyan doesn't make an issue hanor, it only makes an issue shtia. It's only usher to drink, but it's not usher b'ano. In this case, it's usher b'ano. The nimtzah of the kachamim loy kalya. So So then it wasn't the guy who destroyed it. El Harei who mutter min adin. Really, it's not Yayin Netzach. It's not in the chash of Yayin Netzach. However, the Chachomim slapped out on Itzer on this wine, Mishum B'day Seyim. The Chachomim who shechmiru olav lo'oysroi af b'hano, Mishum B'ikar Yayin Netzach v'adei d'mitzv b'hano. We said, look, since we have such a general, Mishum B'day Seyim is not enough to make it utter the Hano. Mishum B'day Seyim, if the problem is limiting the contact that the Jew has with the guy, it's enough to utter b'shtir. We don't want them having parties and drinking together. However, it would be coming to a Hano. However, since we have such an idea of Yayin, which the Torah asks, Yayin which is actually sacrificed, so we took this Isser of Mishum B'day Seyim, and we made an Isser Hano. So we'll say, so therefore, maybe this Isser Hanor is not an Isser Hanor because of the Misuch, because we'll say that really a guy is not Menatzech to his Avodah Zarah if the Avodah Zarah is not in front of him, and this Isser is merely an Isser Mishum B'nai Seyim. And in such a case, we would not say that the guy has destroyed the wine. And from that, Umuchlam is Bukhtar, the Avodah B'yudu Ababa, the review of body mishum the rest of the mechus when it's gomer showing lay behano I'm a mishum but I say great away with it. So therefore we say since everybody admits to the Zerif when I say him and still we see that it would have been one of the mechus from Otter behano, so therefore if the Chachamim are saying that it's Otter behano, it can't be because of the Zerif when I say him, it must be because the Chashash maybe he was menastikid Tavarizor. Uminah nishmul abonon the way Asher lay behano Elabishum de machmiri, because they're machmir. The chayshina and shema nitzach oisar lav oivik hachavim. So therefore we're saying, it's true, there was no avodah zarah here, but mishum b'nai seyim is not an option. The Israel is not mishum b'nai seyim. The Israel has to because of the chshash of Yayin Netzach. So here the Ran says something interesting. He says, v'kivin de mehai time in mitzvah, pshita de shoyel and mishkol b'mei chamer minei. The iroi natchei ha-shori. The inatri mikvah kolim. So he said, the Ran says to Mamonashim. He says there's two possibilities. Either he was Mirasa Chetavar Zorah, and then it's also Miraraisa, and then we could take the money because he damaged it. Or maybe he was not Mirasa Chetavar Zorah, and then it's Mother, and then I could sell to him. So since there's two sides, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. And on the side that he did, on the side that he didn't, I could take the money because it's mutter, and the fact that he did, I could take the money because he destroyed it. Therefore, I'm allowed to collect the money from the goat. So there's two interesting things here in the Ran that the Mephoshim from the Gedolim from the last generation, maybe the last generation spoke about. Two questions. One thing that says clear in the Ran is that the only time I can say mikla kali, that I can claim damages from the goat for destroying it, is if he made it utter b'hano because of Yayin Netzach, and it's a deraisa. However, if he made it utter b'hano just barely by making it his, in other words, because of the Isser B'nai Seyim, then we can't say Mikloi Kolei. And the Mephoshim asked, what's the difference? The problem is, the guy didn't destroy the wine. He didn't spill it out. He put an Isser on it. He made it utter. And since he made it utter, it's now Yayin, which is good Yayin, is now worthless for the Jew. So what's the difference if the Isser is the Isser Daraisa of Yayin Netzach, or if the Isser Rabbanu and Mishum B'nai Seyim? It has the same outcome. The outcome is that this Yayin is now worthless. So why do we say that only if the Isser was because of Yayin Netzach, then it's Usser, and if the Isser was Mishum B'nai Seyim, it's Mutter? That's one question. The other question is a very interesting question. Is the Ran says here in Mamalashek. The Ran was learning that it's not that the Chachamim said for sure when the Goy spilt it, he said that he spilled it about his aura, he actually made it Yayin Netzach. Because we have a suffix in this halacha. We have a suffix in the halacha of if a guy is apt to be menasach yayin for a guy to the avodah zarah when the avodah zarah is not in front of him. And the Ran said two prams. On one side, if it's usher, he could take the money. And if not, now. mashma from the Ran that if the other side would be, then it's also anyway. In other words, let's say we have the Gerib and Oseim. So we have a two-pronged question. On one side, maybe he acted it Bahanamida Raisa. And on the other side, I would not be allowed to take the money from him. Then I wouldn't be able to collect the money. Ask the Gedolim, the Gedolim, the Reb Chaim Oizer, and Achiezer, and Reb Shimon Shkof, and Shari Yosher, and the Stiplin Shulis Yankov, many other Mephoshim to ask a question. What is the difference between making it Osir Bahano Bevadai, or making it Osir Bahano Besofet? The din is that Tzveka the right to Lechumra. That means all the Rishonim hold that something which is a Sofik Iser Torah, which we have a Sofik, whether it's a Sofik in din, whether it's a Sofik in actually what happened, we have a din of Tzveka the right to Lechumra. Most Rishonim hold that it's a din Doraisa. Even the Rambam holds it's not a din Doraisa, holds it's a Drabona. But however we look at it, it is Osir. So therefore, why do we have to say that we could take the money from him on either side? It's enough to say that he made it Sofik Osir. The guy took the wine and he made it Osir. For all intents and purposes, it's so worthless to the Yid. So what's the difference if he made a Vada Isser, if he definitely made it Yayin Esser, would he collect the money? Or if he made it Sofik Isser? It's clear from Duran that if he had made a Sofik Isser, as far as Nezek, I couldn't collect from him. I could only collect from him because either Nezek or sale. In other words, what would be the Nafkamina? Let's say he poured it, and then it disappears. We don't have the wine, and he's not going to deliver it to the guy. Then he won't be able to collect. Why? Because it's only a Sofik. Maybe he made it Osir, maybe he didn't. What do you mean maybe he made it Osir, maybe he didn't? For the Yid, he definitely made it Osir. So what's the difference if the Isser is Yayin Netzach, or the Isser is Sveika Doreis L'Chumra? As long as the Yid, now it's worthless to the Yid, the guy should be chayev for putting it into this situation. He took this wine, and it's definitely Osir now. It's definitely the Jew can't drink it. So we should say, Kalia, that he destroyed it, even if he only made it a Sufik Isser. And this, these Gedolim speak in many places in Shas, where we talk about the difference in Halacha for the Mazik, for someone who damaged something, if he damaged something by making it Osir, or he damaged this by making Sofik Osir. So again, to review, we have two questions on the Ran. And one thing we see from the Ran is that there's a difference whether the Isra Hanor is Isra Doraisa or Isra Drabona. And the second thing that we see in the Ran is that he only becomes Mechuyim if he made Osir Vadai. But if he made it Sofik Osir, although for the year it's definitely Osir, he won't be able to use it, but we cannot claim damages if he made it Osir me Sofik. So all these Zechronim, also the Osir Meach, Rabbi Simchon Osir Meach, and Rabbi Shimon Shkof and Shari Yosher, and the Stipel and Tzilas Yaakov, they all point to a Gemara, which you can also find in the notes, in Bava Kamma. The Gemara of Bava Kamma, that started testimony days, also tells a story. Hahu Magru Masa. It was a shoychet that he shechted in a way where he shechted not exactly in the right place. It's called Hagroma. He shechted not between, someplace in between, not in the place of the neck where we have Shechita. But it's talking about a case which was a Sofik. It was one of those places, there are certain places in Shemachorkis, whether it's kosher the Shechita or not. So now there were two questions. First of all, if the behemoth was allowed to eat it. And the second thing, he says, he has to pay. So this shaykh, he said, this is what I did. What do I have to do? The son of Kamei Durav, Tarfei, he said, you're not allowed to eat it. Upasher al-Tavach Mishlumei. And he said, he doesn't have to pay. Dmei Pabla. Even though a shaykh in Makalkel, if the shaykh shech badly, he has to pay. In this case, he made him put to the pay. Pagabei of Khan of Rav Asi, Bahu Gavra. If Karim Khan met the Shoshit, on the way, Owen Bakhrav Tarti. He did two things for you. Says, my Tarti, what's two? Elam the type will agree, you say. If we say he paskin badly twice, the boy le achshurei, that he should have made it kosher, kribeis beb yudah, the tofer krabonon, and he made it trace. The inabi krabonon, but if he paskin le krabonon, the boy le chiyub le tavcha. In other words, there was a contradiction in itself, one way or another. It's a machlokes whether this ban was kosher or not. So how are we grabbing the stick on both ends? Either say that it's trace and you have to pay, or say it's kosher, you don't have to pay. But say that it's kosher, and to say that it's trace and you don't have to pay, that's a stira. So the Gemara says they couldn't have said that. Because when we show the Neymar, ki ha-gavnava, ta'ri l'kashiyetza lo yoyma, ani mezakeh b'chaberim b'chaibim. In other words, a person is not allowed, no one's allowed to say when someone comes out of Beis Din that the psak was no good. So therefore they couldn't have told him that. It's from Hilchos Lashon Hara that you're not allowed to say that the Rav passed in the wrong psak. Ella, Tarkil Amal Yusa. So he said he did two things properly. Deloy Oichloch Sofik Isura. In other words, Mitzah Echad, he didn't let you eat something which is Sofik Asur. Umanech Misofik Gezela. But still, he didn't let you claim from the Shoichet the money because that would be Sofik Zela. In other words, he took to the properly both ends. As far as he saw him go, he said it's a Sofik, it's Asur. As far as Gzela goes, as far as the money to claim the money, the Tavach, he can because it's a Sofik. In other words, he wasn't Machvia in this Machloikis. It remains the Machloikis whether this thing was kosher or trace. And therefore we say, as far as he saw him go, you're not allowed to eat it. But as far as claiming money, you're not allowed to claim the money. So, here the first to ask the same question. What's the difference? We know that it was a Sufik. The Shaykh also knew that it was a Sufik. So therefore, someone who makes, today, in the Shulchan Aruch, someone who makes a Shechita, such a Shechita, makes it definitely Usur. Why do we want to be Mechayev the Tavach? Why do we want to make the Shaykh a Tay? Because he ruined this behemoth. Well, he did ruin the behemoth. Even though we din, it's a Sufik, however, we cannot eat this behemoth. So therefore, why we say that Misafik, how much we cover over Raya, and we can't claim the money from him? What do you mean? We're claiming the money for, it's no different stuff what the real psak is. But for me, I gave him my animal, and now I definitely can't eat it. And therefore we should say that he's chayav even though the issue is only Safik. What's the difference between a Fare issa and a Safik? So these Gedolim offer a few ways to explain this, and maybe we'll offer one or two, and then maybe we'll see how it relates to our case. One possible approach is as follows. We'll see that the Shach that also brought in the notes, he brings the Stira in the Shulchan Aruch, also in a case where there's a Machloikis. There's a Machloikis whether, although we say that somebody cannot answer something which doesn't belong to him, but the question is by Shutum, where two people own something, is the Shutum able to answer his part and the part of his partner, or only his part alone? And the Shulchan Aruch speaks about this Lagabe two dinim. One is Lagabe Shechita to Avodah Zarah, and one is Lagabe Nitzuch to Avodah Zarah. And in one place he brings clearly that he's Chayav, and in another place he brings two dinim, whether he's Potter or Chayav. And the Achronim asks, the Moshach, it's seemingly the same case. So, the person wanted to prove from this that although there are two possibilities for making a hezek, one possibility is where I actually ruined the thing at hand, and the other possibility is where I didn't really ruin it. However, I'm chayef because there's a different din. Din of the garmi. The din of garmi, we have the Gemara Groma, which grama bin azochin potter. Grama is where I did not directly make a damage. Garmi is more direct than grama. It's not indirect. It's more direct than grama. And the Ramban, the famous Ramban in Din Gami, says that where I do something which definitely will cause the damage, although it's not a direct damage, it's an indirect damage, but if it's definite, I'm chayef midin Gami. So they explain as follows. The truth is that as far as the object is concerned, it's only a suffix whether he damaged it or not. Because we don't know if it's Asr or Mutter. Same thing with the Shechita. We don't know if it's Asr or Mutter. The reason why he would be Chayiv is only Midin of the Garmi. And Din of the Garmi, because in the end of the day, it's worthless. So therefore, I've caused a person a monetary loss. Or that means the object itself has not been destroyed, but I've caused him a monetary loss, and for the monetary loss I have to pay. And therefore, the monetary loss you only have to pay if you had kavanah. In other words, if you giving the garmi is only chayav the kavanah. So therefore, if I intended to make it usher, then I'll be chayav. And if I don't intend to make it usher, then I'm potter. So the shaykhet here in the Gemara in Bava Kama, it was unintentional. The thing was unintentional, so therefore he's potter. Masha'en came, the case in the Shulchan Aruch which says that he's chayev is where it was intentional. And if it's intentional, although we're not chayev midinim nizokim, but we're chayev midinim degami. So to explain a little bit better, a little bit deeper the explanation, we look at it as follows. When we look at the hezek of a hezek of din, in other words, really, we look at the chayv, it's exactly the same. In some places, this can be compared to what the Gemara calls the hezek she'en a nikar. We can't see exactly. It looks the same. It seems the same. However, it's usher. Now, there's a difference between whether it's usher vadai or it's usher sofek. Why? If it's usher vadai, I have made a certain change in the object. That's how the Shimon Chav explains it. Actually, there's a difference between something which is actually mutter or actually usher. This was, before it was a kosher behema, now it's a treif behema. Before it was mutter behema, now it's usher behema. That's enough to make me liable. We don't be liable, but it doesn't have to be broken that we see it in pieces. If it became halachically forbidden, that's also a hezek. It's considered a damage. However, when I made something utterly suffic, so the truth is, we can't say that what we have here is irrevocably changed. The problem is that me for myself, I'm not allowed to eat it. In other words, it's closer to what we call Isser Gavra. The person himself doesn't know. So therefore, if the person himself doesn't know, he can't eat it. His din is that he's not allowed to eat it. But can we say that something actually happens to the chevet itself? No, we can't say that something happens to the chevet itself. And therefore, because it's a suffix. So therefore, although it's truly worthless, but we can't be dying as far as hezek, we can only look at it as far as dinner degami. So therefore, there'll be an afkamina. If he did it to kavona, he'll be chayiv. And if he did it to shalai kavona, he'll be potter. They ask a question from our case, from the Ran, because the Ran is clearly speaking where the guy did it for kavona, where the guy had intent, and still the Ran says that if it be utter bavadai, he is chayiv, and if it's utter misafik, he potter. So therefore, even though when it's utter misafik, so we said, it's true that he didn't make a hezek. However, he should be chayav yidin in the garmi. And therefore, it seems from the Ran that if a person makes something unto the suffix, he's totally potter. And our Ran says that no matter what, as long as the Isser is not an Isser vadai, as long as we cannot say that the chayav became usher, still, although he's not allowed to use it, the suffix, and although it became worthless because of the suffix, still, he's not hired to pay unless you survive that. So therefore, it's not the same as they want to say that there's an opinion that even when a person makes something utterly suffered, although he's not chayev midin emazik, he's chayev midin gami because he made it worthless. And here we see that even midin gami is putter, because he's totally putter, even though he had kavana, even though he wanted to do it, and he went out and he made an iser on the chayfet misafik. Still, if it's not iser vaday, he is putter. So therefore, we need a new explanation. They look for a new explanation. Why is it? What's the difference? Why is this suffix utter not chayev mizir the gani? Or as other rachamim say, that even iser gavra is also enough to aser. In other words, even if the object itself didn't become iser hana, but if I put it into a situation where the person is not allowed to use it, then I have to pay, because that's also considered a damage. That's how the stipler explains it. So therefore, but he asks from my mind that it seems that even though the guard is put into a situation where he put into a situation where it became worthless, still he won't have to pay. So I was thinking that really there's a very, very big difference between the case of the Shulchan Aruch of somebody who shechted l'avad zarah or is menachah l'avad zarah, and where there was a suffix in din when he was a shutif, whether a shutif can make it usher or not, and the case in the Gemara in Bava Kama where it was also a suffix in din where the achronim say that if he would have had kavana he would be chayav, and all those cases where the achronim say that if he has kavana he's chayav. That means that if a person makes something other than his suffix, the kavana is chayev either midin v'gami or midin matik. In our case of the guy who is menasek avodah zarah, and the difference is as follows. Let's try to analyze the case clearly again. What are we explaining? One way or another, and let's go back to the question. The way we understand things clearly is that seemingly there should be no difference between someone who made something utter the Torah Svada or a suffix. The problem is I took something of yours which was worth good money, and now it's worthless. So I'm chayav for making it worthless. So what's the difference if I made it worthless because there's an Isra which is called Yai Nesech, or there's an Isra which is called Trefa, or there's an Isra which is called Nevela, or the Isra is doesn't make a difference to the person. You have to throw in the garbage no matter what. And therefore, we need the chayvim for taking something which is worth something and making it worthless. However, there seems to be a major difference between all those cases and our case with the guy. In those cases, we know what the person did. We know what he did. What he did was, let's say the case of Bava Kama. He made a certain shechita, hagrama, which is a machlokes. So let's say he would have started out and said, I'm not going to shecht this amulet well, I'm going to shecht it in this suffix way, in this way which is going to make it suffix. So clearly, he did a maisa to alter it. Alter it in suffix. The same case in the case of the Shulchan Aruch. The shutif went, and he took the wine, and he said, I'm going to be menachah. He knew clearly at the outset that what his pa'ula, which he was doing, the action she was doing, was going to make this wine utter. It's true, utterly suffix, but he's making it utter. However, in our case with the guy, what's our suffix? Our suffix is, do our goyim menatech tavar azor shaloi wutzei avar azor? So there the question is, the suffix is, did he do it or didn't he do it? In other words, the suffix is, the question is, the guy is going to, we're completely the mechai of the guy. We're saying, you made it suffix utter. What do you mean? Either I did or I didn't. In other words, it's not that I didn't act which to make something suffix utter. It's a suffix whether I did the act or not. In other words, the guy could claim, if the guy is a lawyer, he'll say, what do you mean? I wasn't going to get off by this order. The question isn't just a halakhic question. I did something which now, after the fact, is a question of whether it's utter or mutter. Here's something else. The question is different. Was the guy menasek of Avodah Zarah, or was he not menasek of Avodah Zarah? So therefore, we can't claim that he should be chayav because it now became also be suffered. But the subject, the same subject whether it's utter or not, is the subject whether he did it or not. In the case of the shechita, it's clear that the yid made the shechita, which made itself a kasher. The question is it usher or is it not usher? However, here, pouring wine is nothing. The monastic one, but it's already usher. Now the question is, did he do it or didn't he do it? So the same question, whether it became usher or not, is a question whether the guy should incur liability or not. And therefore, we can't compare this to the cases where someone made an act which makes something suffic usher, because here we have a suffix in that itself, whether he did the act or not.